Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Irvin, daf Chaf Hey, and we're starting Chaf Dalet Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Hey and Vilnsur Sadaf and Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarabas Biaka Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Mishnah tells us Masna Adam Ali Ruvai. A person can make a Tanai, a stipulation for his Erev. Of Aymer, he could say Imbo Goyim and Amizrach Yuvil and Myrev. If Goyim come from the east, my Erev should be to the west. Chavi Amud Alfa on top. Imbo Goyim and Myrev Yuvil and Mizrach. If they come from the west, my Erev should be to the east. As the Gemara is going to clarify right in the beginning, this is talking about where a fellow puts down two Erev. One to the east of the city, one to the west of the city. He's afraid that Goyim are going to come and he's going to need to run away from them, and he just doesn't know which direction they're going to come from. So he makes this Tanai that if they come from this side, I'm going to run to that side. If they come from that side, I'm going to run to this side. He continues with his Tanai of his, Imbo Mikan, Umikan, Lamakam Sha'arza Eilech. If they come from this way and from that way, so that I'm going to be able to run in any direction that I want, meaning I'm going to use whichever Erev I choose. And Loibo, Loimikan, Loimikan, if they don't come from either way, Harani Kibane Iri, I'm just going to be like the people in my city and have 2,000 Amos in every direction and not be limited to go to one way or the other. Now the Gemara clarifies, as we just said, Masa Adam Ali Ruvav Vechulu, Kain Masisa, this Mishnah is talking about Ali Ruvav on his Eruvin. Again, as we said, he places down one Eruv here and one Eruv there, and he makes his Tanai. Right now, we're understanding this is going with the principle of Brera, which is usually translated as retroactive clarification. At the beginning of Shabbos, he doesn't know which one he's going to end up using. It's only later on, when he chooses one way over another, we say that it's Hover Hadavar Lemafreya, that retroactively it's now clarified that that's really what he intended all along. And Omar Blazer clarifies, Mantana Imbo Imloibo, who's a Tana of our Mishnah that says that he has to clearly stipulate both ways, that if they come, and then I'm going to go this way or that way, and if they don't come, then I'm going to be like the people on my city. Rav Meir, it's Rav Meir. And the question is, Hadin Rav Meir, which Rav Meir? So Chavraya Amrin, the Chum the Eis Medrash said, Rav Meir the Kiddushin, it's Rav Meir of Kiddushin. The Tana we have a Braisa, Ha'omer Le'isha, if a man tells a woman, Harim Kiddushin, Zayim Kiddushin to me, Almanash Yerdu Shamim, on condition that rain falls, Yerdu Shamim Kiddushin, if rain falls, she's Mikdashes, Vimlav, Ainim Kiddushin, if not, she's not Mikdashes. Whereas Rav Meir says, Ben Yerdu Bin Lo Yerdu Mikudashes, whether rain falls or if it doesn't, she is Mikudashes, Achi Yachbel Tanai, he has to double his Tanai. What does that mean, double Tanai? So throughout Shas, we find that this is called Tanai B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain, the Tanai, the stipulation of B'nei Gad B'nei Ruvain. And this goes all the way back to Chumash, when Shevet Gad and Ruvain went to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we want to stay Be'Ever HaYarden, we want to stay on the other side of the Jordan River and not go into Eretz Yisrael because we have a lot of flocks and there's ample pasture over there in Be'Ever HaYarden, so can we do that instead of going into Eretz Yisrael? And Moshe Rabbeinu told them as follows, that if you cross over the Yarden, go into Eretz Yisrael and fight battles along with your brethren, so then you can have Eivar Yarden. And here's where the Tanai Kafel, the double Tanai, comes in. Moshe Rabbeinu continued telling them, and if you do not go in and you do not fight, so then you cannot have Eivar Yarden. And so it's Rav Meir holds that all Tanaim, all stipulations have to be like B'nai Gad B'nai Ruvain. They have to be a Tanai Kafel and it has to be doubled. If it's not doubled, then it's not a Tanai at all. And whatever the person said sticks either which way. And that's what we're saying in the case of Kiddushin. If the person doesn't double his Tanai and all he says is that you're Mikudeshes if it rains, we don't pay attention to the whole rain situation and she's Mikudeshes either which way. It would have to be that he says you're Mikudeshes if it rains, and if it doesn't rain, you're not Mikudeshes in order for this Tanai of it raining to have any relevance over here. And that's what Rav Meir of our Mishnah says to Chavraya, that he has to double the Tanai. He has to say, if they come from this way, I'm going to go that way. If they come from this way, I'm going to go that way. And if they don't come, so then I just want to be like people in my city. Then we just further clarify this Kiddushin case. Hakol Ma'adin, everyone agrees, She'im Amar Le'isha, that if he told a woman, Harem Mekudeshes Li, Le'achar She'yardu Gishamim, you're Mekudeshes to me, after it rains, Yardu Gishamim Mekudeshes, Vimlav Inim Mekudeshes, if it rains, then she's Mekudeshes, if it does rain, she's not Mekudeshes, because over here, it's not really a Tanai, he's just saying, you're 100% Mekudeshes, we just have to wait for it to rain. And so whenever it rains, she's Mekudeshes, and until it rains, she's not Mekudeshes, and even Rav Meir agrees to this. Now we take out the next eight words of Bram Karabonim, Bein She'yardu Bein She'lo Yardu Mekudeshes, that's not part of the Girsa, and that concludes this part of the Gemara. However, Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says, and he explains this differently, Rav Meir de Erevin, Rav Meir of our Mishnah, is the same Rav Meir of Erevin of the previous Mishnah that we had, which was Im Safik. Let's say it's a Safik. He comes up to his Erev on Shabbos, and he finds that it had rolled outside the Tchum, and he doesn't know when did it roll outside the Tchum, before Shabbos, which means it's not a good Erev, or on Shabbos, which means it is a good Erev. So Rav Meir of Rabbi Yudah Aymrim, they say, Hari Zachamar Gamal, this guy's a Chamar Gamal, he's stuck, whereas Rabbi Yosef Shimon Aymrim, they say, Safik Erev Kosher. The Safik Erev is Kosher. And on Rabbi Yosef had clarified in that Gemara, Loi Am Rav Meir El Lachamrin, Rav Meir was saying this, Lachamra. And as we explained then, Rav Meir says, we don't know if the Erev was valid, and since he had already decided that he wants his Erev to be somewhere else, he can't be considered to have been Kana Shvisa in his house, but since we don't know whether or not the Erev that he did place down was valid, he can't be Kana Shvisa over there either, and that's why he's neither here nor there, and he doesn't get 2,000 Amos in any direction. And Amar Mana says, Vyos, that's true. And that's how it's applied to our Mishnah. Because if he doesn't clarify what he wants over here, Be'iruvai einoi kaine, we have to add that in. He's not going to be kind of his Eruv, Shalai Zachalai, because not Zaycha for him. And here we have a big Girsa change. We have to add in a whole bunch of words. Kibane Iroi Namiloi Hava. He's not like the people of the city either. Shekvar Nosun Daitoi. Now we're back into the Gemara. Lakaris Ragal of Mnei Iroi. He already had the intention to uproot his feet from the people of his city because Lamaisi did put down an Eruv. And therefore, that's what we say in the Mishnah, that he has to be very clear about what he wants so that we're not Besafik and so that he's not going to be stuck just wherever he is. And actually, we would apply the same exact thing in this case of the Kiddushin we mentioned. It's not because of Tanai Kafel, it's just because of Safik. Vahach over here, Larishan and Mekadeshes, she wouldn't Mekadeshes to this first person, meaning to the person who's Mekadesh her Al Tanai. Why is that? Shalo Yarduk Shamim, because at the end of the day, rain didn't fall yet, so she's not going to Mekadeshes. But Ulashani and Mekadeshes, she's not going to Mekadeshes to a second person who, let's say, tries to hand her Kiddushin. Shalo Kafel Larishan as Tanai, because the first person didn't double the Tanai, therefore telling us that maybe she's Mekadeshes to the first guy anyway, even though it didn't rain. And so we see that really it's all because of Safek, not necessarily because of Tanai Kafel. Let me just ask a question based off of the end of the Kiddushin case, which remember we had said that even according to Rav Meir, if the person had expressed that you're Mekudeshes after it rains, there doesn't need to be a Tanai Kafel, he doesn't need to double it. And so now we ask the whole idea of Tanai Kafel in the first place. Rav Chagai ba kumi Rav Yosa, Rav Chagai asked in front of Rav Yosa, and here we're going to have a Girsa change as well. Hahan im loy kila acharhu. Isn't this case just like the kila achar of the Geshem case? In other words, the question is on Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is it when he was telling Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvain this Tanai of when they're allowed to stay in Avar Yarden and when not, he had to double it? It's so different to the case that we just said of La'achar Geshem. What did he tell them? He said that if you do go across and fight, then you can have what you want, which basically means if they want it, they need to go across and fight. What's a Havamina that they would receive Avar Yarden even without fighting, that he has to make it very clear and say, and if you don't fight, then you don't get it? And so the answer is that actually Amar Le, Rabbi Yosi answered him, Shani, that case is different. Shahaisa Arts Lefunehen, the land was in front of them, which means the land was theirs already. It already belonged to them. V'humavakish leitziyam yadon, Moshe wanted to take it away from them, and that's why he needed to make it Tanai Kafel, because if all he would have just said is, if you go across, you can have it, we would still be able to learn from there that even if they don't go across, they still could keep it, and it's not going to be taken away from them. The only way to express properly that if you don't go across, it's going to be taken away from you is to explicitly say, and if you do not go across and fight, so then you cannot have it. We continue discussing this idea of Tanai Kafel. Rabbi Yudim and Shalom quotes Rabbi Yudim and Pazi, who says, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Yardu L'Simpon, B'shita Sarmer de Kedushin. In the case of Simpon, they went down, meaning they followed the Shita of Rav Meir by Kedushin. We just said by Rav Meir by Kedushin, we have to have this Tanai Kafel, this double Tanai. So by Simpon, it's the same thing. Now, literally, Simpon means something that cancels something else. And over here, specifically talking about a Tanai that somebody would use to cancel a Kedushin. And what we're saying is the proper Lashon over here is like Rav Meir. However, we ask a question, Chafayam and Beis on the top, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Hananya Chavrin Drabbanan Bay, they ask the following question, V'lama Krav Meir, why are you saying it's like Rav Meir? V'afilu Krabbanan, it could even be like the Rabbanan. Because last Kain Amra Bavo B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, doesn't Rabbo say in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, the Seder Simpain Kachu, this is the Seder of Simpain, this is how a person would properly make it tonight when he's Makadish a woman and he wants it to be cancelled if it doesn't work out. He says as follows, Ana Pliny Bar Pliny, I so-and-so, Makadish Aysach At, Plinus Bat Pliny, Ami Makadish you, so-and-so, the daughter of so-and-so. Now actually we're going to take out from the gears of the words Almanas, that's the key over here, Mitan Lech Mikmas Pliny, I'm giving you such and such sum of money, Mechnesinich Bian Pliny, and I'm going to marry you on such and such day, in Asa Yoim Pliny V'leikinastich, if such and such day comes, and I didn't marry you, Loyav Li Olaich Klom, I'm going to have nothing on you, which basically means the Kedushin is not valid. And over here, even the Rabbanan would agree that this has to be the proper Lashon, because there was no Lashon of Tanai used here. Remember, we took out the words Almanas from the Girsa, and that means that this is not a regular Lashon of Tanai, as of course he has to stipulate the end, that if I don't do it, so then you're not Mekudeshes. Because again, there was no Lashon of Tanai used in the first part of the statement. So our answer is no, that this is not according to the Chamim, because V'yemar Almanas Shelo Yachbil Tanai. It was really according to the Chamim, then really the Lashon should be just to add in the words Almanas. We had taken those words out, but if we would add those words in, so then there would be no reason to double the Tanai, and therefore he'd be able to say as follows, Ana Pliny Bar Pliny, Mekadesh Aysach At Plinus Bas Plinus, Almanas Mitan Lech Mikmas Pliny, Omechnesinich B'yayim Pliny, period. And we wouldn't need to follow up with this second part, because then it would be considered a Tanai, and we don't need to double a Tanai according to the Chamim. And by the fact that the Lashon does not say Almanas, and it's doubled, that tells us that Ilu Loi Kafel Tanai Mi'akar Kiddushav, that if it wasn't doubled, would the Kiddushin be uprooted? No, it would not be. And there must be this Gong Leker B'Yechanon, that we have to have this Tanai Kafel is double Tanai, and not like the Rabbanon. It was asked a question from Meir Shita as a whole, Amar B'Yesu Rabbon, B'Chalatar Isle L'Rab Meir, Mimash Malav At Shemeahain, that in all places we actually find the Rab Meir whole hold from a no, you understand a yes, v'hachalesle, but over here he doesn't. What's going on? In other words, the whole reason why Rav Meir requires a Tanai kafel is because we don't say mechalava toshemei hein. Dehainu, that if a person makes a Tanai, I'm not going to infer the opposite of the Tanai from there. I have to speak it out. That's actually not true, Abayas is asking. Everywhere else in Gemara we find that Rav Meir holds mechalava toshemei hein. So how are we saying over here that Rav Meir requires a Tanai kafel? And on this, on Rav Matan, he answers that you're right. It's just that al-shem chomer hu barayis is because of chomer barayis. Since we're discussing kiddushin, which comes along with the chomer of arayis, as we have to be extra careful and we need to have a Tanai kafel. But you're right, in other places, Rav Meir does agree that there's no reason for a Tanai kafel because we will infer the opposite from just the first part of the statement and it doesn't need to be spoken out double. We go back to our Mishnah where the person had to put down two Eirvin, one to one side of the city, one to the other side of the city, but now we have a little bit of a troubleshooting issue. Loi hisna, let's say he didn't make a Tanai. Let's say he didn't say, if they come from this direction, I'm going to go there, and if they come from that direction, I'm going to go there. Then what's the din? He put down two Eirvin. Where is he allowed to go? And the answer is Mishimun Adolson from the following. Harisha Eirv Ben Shnei Tchumin. Let's say a person made an Eirv between two Tchumin, basically meaning he put down two Eirvin and he didn't make it Tanai. So Mahalch Bedarim Ke'iruva Betzafain, Betzafain Ke'iruv Bedarim, he could go towards the south as far as his north Eirv allows him to, and he could go towards the north as much as his south Eirv allows him to go to. And Mitzaman Atchum, if he's right in the middle, Al Yazim Mukaimai, he's not going to leave his place. He's right in the middle. He walks 1,000 amos in one direction, Erev Shabbos, puts an Erev down that way. And walks 1,000 amos in another direction and puts an Erev down there. And we don't know which Erev he wants. So what we do is we measure 2,000 amos in every direction from both Erevin. And wherever those 2,000 amos overlap, those are the only areas he's allowed to walk in. Because Maman of Shach, it's covered by both of his Erevin. But any other area, he's not allowed to. And let's say he ended up putting down one Erev exactly 2,000 amos in that direction and exactly 2,000 amos in the other direction. So he's stuck. He's not allowed to leave where he is because there is no overlap at all, which means he's not allowed to walk anywhere. And similarly, Behemishal Shnei Shutfin, an animal owned by two partners, and we know that an animal is limited to going to where the owner is allowed to go. Eirv Zebed Safin Zebed Darim. One partner made an Eirv in the north, the other partner made an Eirv in the south. Malechas Bedarim Ke'iruvishal Zebed Safin, Bet Safin Ke'iruvishal Zebed Darim. The animal is only allowed to go towards the south as much as the northern Eirv is going to allow him to go, and he's only allowed to go towards the north as much as the southern Eirv is going to allow him to go. And Mitzasa Zetchum, if these Eirvin don't overlap at all, Al Tazmim Kaima, so then it's not allowed to move from its place because it's stuck. Each Erev is pulling it in the opposite direction. Now, this is specifically talking about Yontif, and so we have another case, Shechtua. Let's say the partners shechted this animal on Yontif. So Rav Amarav says, Evarm Yonkin Zemizet, that the limbs of the animal are considered to have drawn nourishment from each other. And since at the beginning of Yontif, this animal was stuck, it wasn't allowed to go this way or that way. So on Yontif itself, even though it was shechted and it was chopped up into pieces, each piece has a little bit of the other part in it. Therefore, they're stuck as well, and the partners are allowed to take the pieces to their homes to cook them for Yontif. However, Ulabar Shmuel, he says that no, the limbs in the animal, they don't derive nourishment from each other, and therefore, once the animal was shechted and chopped into pieces, so then we would apply the concept of Breira, a retroactive clarification, then we would say that since this part of the animal is being given to this partner for his Yontif meal, and the other part given to the other partner for his Yontif meal, so now Hover Adavar Lamafreya, it's been retroactively clarified that that part of the animal actually was always part of that guy's Eruv, and it is allowed to be brought to that guy's house. And by the Rav Bechavis, Rav does agree to a barrel, let's say a barrel of wine owned by two partners, that it's considered his chilek from the first moment, meaning even if these two partners have a non-overlapping Eruv, so the barrel's not allowed to be brought anywhere, if they divided it on Yontif, each partner is allowed to take his wine home, because again we say that Hovra Davril Mafreya, now it's been clarified that really this was always his part, and it was always under his Eruv, and that's why he's allowed to bring it home. Now for the clarify the Mishnah, the wording of the Mishnah itself was that imbo mikan umikan lamakam she'erza ilech, if they come from this way and from that way, I'm going to go whichever way I want. And now we just clarify what that means. Kain masnisa, this is what the Mishnah is talking about. Bo goyim mikan umikan, if goyim come from here and from there, or loy bo goyim loy mikan v'loy mikan, if they don't come from here or from there, I'm just going to be like the people of the city. Last clarification of the Mishnah, chafav amraf on top, bo goyim in a mizrach eruvi l'mayriv, he said that if goyim come from the east, my Erev should be towards the west. Now we actually have a suggestion of a different girsa, istanayotani bimizrach. There are those that teach that his lashon was that if goyim come from the east, my Erev should be to the east, and if the goyim come from the west, my Erev should be to the west. Now what's this referring to? So mandamar bimizrach, one who has this lashon, as be'ilin tiksavati, with these ministers, these important people who really are the rulers of the town, and the reason why he wants his Erev to be in the direction that they're coming is because he wants to go out and greet them and speak to them and try to be mafias them, or maybe make a protest in front of them, but that's a general idea. It's these rulers that he needs to go out and meet, so that's why he wants his Erev to be in their direction. Bim Mizrach. Whereas Ma Demar Bim Mayriv, which is where we have our Mishnah, that is Erev is towards the Mayriv, which is the opposite direction from where the Goyim are coming. Bilin Ramai, referring to the Romans, bad people, they're coming to attack the townspeople. So that's why he wants his Erev in the other direction so that he can run away. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halachavav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.